I'm Aaron Umstead from Local Tourist.
I'm Joe Simpson. I play bass in Aaron's band Local Tourist, and we're talking about Other Ways of Living, the album.
Talking about the different songs specifically, talking about the overall album, how did it foster itself into an album in the first place?
It wasn't going to be an album, right, Joe?
I can't remember actually if it was going to be. Often when I approach a recording project, usually, you know, there's a collection of songs, and then the idea is to try and record some of it, and then if you can record more, that's a bonus. So maybe it was a situation where we were like, we'll definitely try and get a couple, but we'll try for everything as well.
We had to record everything really fast before I had to leave New Zealand before my visa expired. So we kept saying we were going to record an EP. I mean, it's still a relatively short album because it's only 8 tracks.
Well, yeah, the funny thing is it's 40 minutes though. So like it's actually longer than
some
people's albums that are 12 songs and they're only 28 minutes or something. So
yeah,
actually that's the reason why it became an album, because I realized that we had 7 songs and it was, you know, near 40 yep. minutes or something. And I thought, and that's how that extra song, How You Left It, was put on the album, because Erin recorded that on her own in the US. Mm-hmm. And we used that as a track to extend it into an album and give it sort of 4 songs per side as well.
For people who wouldn't have listened to it as of yet, how would you describe the album?
Very sad. I feel like I don't really like identifying with genres, but the one genre or two genres that have kind of clicked for me would be like sadcore and slowcore, because it's just a pretty emotional album.
Is it emotional because it kind of reflects, you know, the past couple of years? What's the inspiration for some of the songs or some of the kind of moods, I guess?
For me, as the lyricist, it really reflects, I would say, like a 7-year period. Some of the songs are a bit older than others. And yeah, I mean, it's almost me processing emotions, at least lyrically and musically. I feel like this is me just processing emotions and experiences that I've had.
For you, Joe, as the bassist, how is it creating these songs, you know, with these type of lyrics? How would you describe the process?
Well, my job was really to sort of play along to the songs that Erin had already written. So, and because of the way that I approach music with my own stuff is the lyrics always come last, so I never really kind of factored that in. So my job was to really focus on the music. So the lyrics didn't really change how I did my thing, really. I was more focusing especially later on with the mixing and things like that, of how I could get the overall picture sounding the best. For me, it was more about the music and getting the feel right for that
Actually, this is a great first song to talk about, because not only is it the first track on the album, but it's also the first song I wrote after we started Local Tourist, because a lot of the other songs that I was bringing to band practice were written previously. So this is like, I feel like this like marked something, because it was the first one I brought to band practice after we had started. And I think we had like named the band at that point too.
The moon is strong this time. And I am weak.
See. It captured a moment in time that was super stressful and chaotic with like visa situations. And look, I moved a lot when I lived in Christchurch, just kind of external chaos, but the band was super grounding. It's kind of what kept me together through all of it.
Like so late in the piece that we did one take with Rory playing drums on it, but it was basically the first time he had played it. And this is like how final, how last minute it was, is Rory had to go. Like we were recording the session for the album, and he was like, so, oh, I've got to go, guys. And it's like, can we just do one more song, And then, so we tried it, but in the end, we ended up going with the version that just had the guitar and the bass.
And I think for me, for the song, it's my favorite song on that album. Like if I, were to really sit down and think about if I have a favorite song on the album, it's got to be this one, just because there's a different, for me as the songwriter of it, I feel like there's a different vibe to it than the rest of the songs that at the time especially felt kind of transformative.
These are the words I want to speak, so I eat them, don't feel full at all. So
we're talking about is I Am Water. You guys tell me what the song's about.
This song is the craziest song on the album for me, to be honest. I mean, it's really, I think, is it the longest song on the album? It might be. I feel, yeah, with this one, there are times when there just aren't vocals for a while, like for a long time, because there's just like a big instrumental break, and it's kind of when the song is, when everything's sort of falling apart with what I'm talking about, and is the oldest song actually on the album. This one I wrote 7 years ago. And for me, honestly, I didn't know what this song was about for like a really long time. It took a long time for me to realize that it is about like questioning your identity and sort of breaking down society's idea of who you are based on how you look, how you're perceived, and maybe you're not just anything at all, right? Like you're just fluid.
Putrid in a shell.
memory of this one is that it's kind of a little bit different, and it's one of the shorter songs, and mm-hmm. it's a little bit more rock, I guess. It's got that kind of that kind of ascending, again, kind of Sonic Youth kind of riff, which is cool.
These lyrics, it's funny, speaking of the lyrics of this song, I feel like this is one of the shorter songs on the album, but I feel like it's like really wordy. It has right. like a lot of lyrics to it, because I'm just jumping right in. I mean, this song is, I feel like this is a straight up rock song, which is sort of different for me as a songwriter to just like blatantly write a rock song. But I really like this song. And I think it's cool that it's like a bit different. This one is just like short and to the point, even though basically in the verses, I'm like totally freaking out, trying to like understand the beginning of a new relationship and like make sense of it. But then the chorus is like, well, why not? We're alive.
Checking out, 'cause if I let you in, I'll get torn apart. It's just the idea, only the idea. But I'm a sensible woman you can rely on, but never fall in love with.
Kind of pretty specific in the sense that it's really about like depression and anxiety, and I was asking myself, are these emotions that I'm feeling and these sort of these heavier moods visible to the outside world, or like am I just experiencing this so deeply it's like it's not visible, and is that a bad thing? Because like maybe it would be good to like ask for help every now and again. And it also feels a lot like a relief as well from those feelings. And that's why I wanted it to be the last track on the album as well. I wanted the album to end on that. It's almost like the album comes full circle in a sense.
Does my